Honora, what was that record?
Well, I found the record, and I just thought the record was so beautiful. mainly the cover, so I chose it for the cover. And also, the day before I chose this record, I booked a flight from Athens to London on British Airways. And when you book a flight, you have all these choices of titles. And I chose the title Baroness, which is the name of this record. I never heard it before, and I would love to play it for you. So it's as new for me as it is for you. So the titles I could choose from was Mr., Mrs., Miss., Miss., M-S-T-R, and I'm thinking that is mistress. Right? Or does anybody have another idea? Captain, professor, doctor, dame, lady, lord. The R.T. Hon, which somebody told me is the rightfully honorable, is a title you can choose when you fly. Very important. Rabbi, Rev, Reverend, Sir, Baroness, which I booked. So now I'll be flying with peasants. Baron, Viscount, Viscountess. And I know what count or countess means, but I don't know, viscous? I don't know. Does anybody know what viscount means? What type of a count is that? Nobody. But apparently this is very important when you're flying with British Airways. So let's listen to this record, see what it has to offer, and you can all have a look. You can pass this through. It's kind of this Art Nouveau-like, very detailed painting or illustration. I'll just put it here somewhere randomly. Let's hope it's good. Oh, yeah. And I'm playing it especially for these fine gentlemen here on the walls. We don't know their titles, but I'm sure they were very important.
What does everybody else think?
I liked some of the chords, actually. I was starting to get into it a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I was missing some low end. I feel like I was surprised at the, you know, it looks like a nice thick vinyl, and I was surprised that the production wasn't, it was like as if they hadn't like added some mids or something. Like I hear a lot of highs and then,
yeah.
I don't know,
yeah.
It's like
I think so.
Kind of thin.
Yeah, and somebody practiced guitar for a really long time alone somewhere. Maybe for like 3 years, and then they came out and showed everybody what they could do.
I kind of like that, though.
Yeah, well,
I like that, but
the tightness and
it sounds a bit like Pearl Jam or something. Or like so this kind of like kind of rock. It's a bit like I don't know. It's not my cup of tea.
Okay, Baroness.
Thank you, Baroness.
You're welcome.
I really like Baronesses. I mean, I also. Just think of, like, of course, the Dada Baroness, you know?
Elsa, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, she picked up the title by marrying into, I think she married a, do you marry a count? And no, you marry a baron and then become a baroness, of course. You can't just hang out with Count Dracula and then became countess. Oh, that'd make you countess.
No.
Yeah.
But there was this, yeah, I mean, that piece, and you know, she called herself Armat. I mean,
Armat.
Yeah.
No, but I think God
was saying like it was somebody else and it was some guy.
No, God, that was earlier.
Oh.
And God is a piece of pipe. made. It's just a piece of pipe mounted.
That was 110 years ago or something.
Yeah. So this ready-made of taking an industrial object, like our amazing sewer system, our amazing water, all the heat that we get, or I guess maybe at that time, I don't know. I guess it was New York anyway. They were getting, heat through those crazy steam set up. You have that in Iceland also, right?
Yep.
Steam that you get from, you power around or send around. And I guess just in general, taking a bath is a nice thing. So it's kind of calling this then God.
Yeah,
technology.
The infrastructure.
I think even before that, she did a wood chip and just mounted a wood chip on
that.
A thing. And
no,
I think that...
The pipe was on the wood chip, so it was like a pedestal on top of that.
Two different ones.
And the next thing is she found the other ceramic sort of piece.
That was later.
Yeah. And then
but
she
the
sent
first,
that to somebody,
no, but,
and then suddenly it ends up in this really, really big show. Like it was a seminal exhibition.
No, they threw it out. I don't think they accepted it into the show.
Oh, okay.
It resurfaced later on.
Oh,
it was
right,
actually
that's right. And then
her
they
friend...
Called it, then they called it a ready-made.
No, she had this
and
friend...
And then somebody else had actually made it.
And
they and got, like,
he
all this
was a
started,
curator.
Was
he actually took
letters,
out...
And they found the letters.
He decided not to be in the exhibition anymore.
So, yeah. There's a baroness,
yeah.
Involved.
It was years later that they had then this ceramic piece. They call it, I think, a urinal that said Armat on it. Later on, this resurfaced, and it was suddenly credited, though, to the curator. You know, sometimes in the art world, you have, like, pieces that kind of float around, and the authorship gets mixed up. And sometimes, then you also have curators. They become the art stars, you know? And the artist kind of like, go back to Berlin and sell newspapers on Kudamm, and then die in a cold apartment. That was the Baroness Elsa von Leeuwenhoven.
Who made the first ready-made. It's true.
Are you playing the next song?
No, I'm just queuing my playlist.
Yeah.
It's your turn, Melissa.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking like either Cosmos
or... I have something.